The vocabulary of vulnerability. 10 wonderfully untranslatable words from around the world for complex and difficult emotions. By Maria Popova. Language is the chalice we lift to our lips to taste our own experience, a vessel that constrains what it contains by giving it its own shape. The more complex our experience, the more muddled the emotions that comprise it, the more it spills outside what language can hold. And yet we live in language. Narrative is the neurocognitive pillar of personhood, and emotions are how the brain interprets bodily sensations, an interpretation achieved largely by naming. We also live in culture. Encoded in each language are a culture's parameters of what it is permissible to feel, which we internalize as the parameters of what it is possible to feel. It helps, then, to have a larger lexicon of emotion, larger than our given language, in order to take back the expansiveness of our experience by liberating it from the constraints of culture. That is what cultural historian Tiffany Watt Smith offers in the Book of Human Emotions, an encyclopedia of feeling from anger to wanderlust, Public Library. A linguistic ledger of feeling exploring the cultural histories and psychosocial nuances behind the words we use to name our most confounding, complex, yet common experiences. Partway between the Dictionary of Obscure Sorrows, that lovely lexicon of invented words for real things we feel but cannot name based on real etymologies from around the world, and David White's Consolations, that passionate unfastening of everyday words to reveal the deeper strata of their emotional nuances. Punctuating the entries in English, from anger to loneliness to delight, are some wonderfully untranslatable words from around the world for very specific affective states and emotional reactions with no equivalent in English. Partly because our culture holds no space for them, partly because our model of human nature factors out the reality and dignity of those experiences, partly simply because the English language is not pliant enough to mold itself around such irregularly shaped objects of feeling. Here are 10 of my favorites. Abhimaan. Sanskrit, the literal meaning of abhimaan is self-pride. Abhiman evokes the pain and anger caused when someone we love or expect kind treatment from hurts us. Sorrow and shock are at its root, but it quickly flourishes into a fierce, bruised pride. To recognize abhiman as an inevitable part of our emotional life is to know that breaking the unspoken contracts of love and respect between families and allies is an extremely serious betrayal. Acedia. Greek, a distracting, creeping feeling, like the tickle of a gnat crawling up your arm, a short-lived but disastrous emotional crisis, usually striking between 11 a.m. and 4 p.m. Its first signs are listlessness and irritability, but it doesn't take long to turn into desolation and despair. AMAE. Japanese, the sensation of temporary surrender in perfect safety when you crumple into the arms of a loved one to be coddled and comforted. In Japan, AMI is commonly acknowledged as part of all kinds of relationships, felt not only between family members, but with friends and in the workplace too. According to the Japanese psychologist Takeo Doi, AMI is an emotion that takes the other person's love for granted. There, when we depend on another's help with no obligation to be grateful in return. You can even be encouraged to show AMI to yourself. For Doi, surrendering to AMI is important because it represents a return to the indulgences and unconditional nurturing of infancy. It's the glue which allows stable relationships to flourish, an emblem of the deepest trust, this combination of vulnerability and belonging. BASORIXIA. 20th century English derivative of Latin and Greek, the sudden urge to kiss someone. GRENGJAI. Tie the feeling of being reluctant to accept another's offer to help because of the bother it would cause them. KAUKOKIP. Finish feeling homesick for a place you've never been to. From Kako, faraway, and Kaipu, a yearning. MALU. Indonesian, the sudden experience of feeling constricted, inferior, and awkward around people of higher status. Saudada. Portuguese, a melancholic yearning for someone or something which is far away or lost. It's always there, pulsing between the surface with its hopefulness tinged with grief. There is a vague yearning, yet it is interlaid with resignation and the pleasure of remembering past joys. VIRHA. Sanskrit varaha is usually translated as longing or the particular kind of love felt during separation or abandonment. An aspect of sringara, rasa, erotic and romantic love. One of the 9 rasas or themes that shape human experience, varaha is a feeling of incompleteness without a loved one and a fixation on the ecstasy of the longed-for reunion. Varaha recalls the formulations of romantic infatuation, not only the erotic, the poetry of the Occitan troubadours, or the inconsolable longing expressed in Portuguese fado music. The difference is that varaha is also a religious feeling, the soul's quest to find its spiritual home. See John Donne's Batter My Heart. Zal. Polish zal, pronounced jal, is melancholy felt at an irretrievable loss. This is not straightforward dejection. Zal is fickle and shifts its shape, one moment resigned, the next rebellious. It combines the disappointment, regret, and even violent fury which comes when some part of our lives has been taken away for good. It is most of all a kind of anger at recognizing the end of things. Couple with Pablo Neruda's Love Letter to Language, then revisit artist Julie Paschkes's Illustrated Ode to Words and the Meanings Between Them. Published August 24, 2026. https://www.themarginalian.org 2026-0824 Book of Human Emotions. About. Contact. Support. Subscribe. Newsletter. RSS. Connect. Facebook. Twitter. Instagram. Tumblr.